This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. In the last few months, two cyclones have devastated Mozambique, decimating homes and lives. Thankfully, Heidi Baker's ministry, Iris Global, has responded to these tragedies by providing nearly 83,000 meals, offering clean water to more than 600 people, and sheltering around 500 people. Recently, Iris reached out to us here at Charisma News to ask if we wanted a chance to speak with Heidi Baker herself about the relief work her ministry is doing. So we sent several questions to her team. One of the team members interviewed Heidi and sent us a video of her responses. I think you'll really enjoy this exclusive message from Heidi Baker. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
My name's Heidi Baker, and I'm the founding director of Iris Global. And we founded Iris Global, used to be called Iris Ministries in 1980 with my husband, Roland Baker. First of all, when you live in a country that's been hit with two cyclones in approximately 5 weeks, your hearts just, you break. The first thing I want to say is our hearts just break for the people. We feel the pain and the devastation. Friends of ours have lost their homes, their loved ones, their education, schools, and first of all, we just want to say that our hearts break and that we feel the pain of the people in Mozambique. We've lived in Mozambique for 25 years now. We travel a third, but this is our home. These are the people we love, and so we're really feeling deeply for this situation here. Holy Spirit has equipped us to minister by giving us a massive blessing of oil. We feel like we're the vessels with the oil, and now Mozambicans and internationals can pour this blessing of oil on the people of Mozambique. At Iris Global, our big heart is always to meet both physical and spiritual needs of the people. So the physical needs of the people, we're sending tons and tons of food with many volunteers, 98% of them being Mozambican food. We're sending rice and beans, oil, and things that they need physically. We've also partnered with Samaritan's Purse, and they've given us 6,000 tarps. We're so grateful to Samaritan's Purse for the partnership, and we're getting those out to cover houses. Spiritually, the biggest part of what we're doing is solar Bibles in their local dialect. So it's an audio New Testament in their local dialect. We're really thankful for the Wycliffe translators, some of the Baptist translators who spent 20 years translating scripture into Mwani. So we are now getting it out to thousands of people. We're getting scripture out through solar Bibles to the Makua, the Makonde, the Mwani, who have been drastically hit by the devastation of Cyclone Kenneth. I have seen the most incredible group of laid down lovers of God that you can ever imagine. I've seen the Mozambican men and women just rise up and just go night and day. I see them just going nonstop. I see the international team. I see our pilot, Kelly, and Liz, our farmer. I see Pastor Pedro just going. I see Marina. I see James. I see Pasquale. I see our team on the ground just going. We are the feet on the ground, and we're going. We thank God for the partnership with Iris Relief, an extension of Iris Global, and just going together, doing logistics. The team are absolutely filled with Holy Spirit, doing a supernatural job to get food aid, education aid. We're doing kits, educational kits. Our school, we have 3,700 kids. All of them lost all their school material. Our director's getting aid out, books and pens and everything for them. And also to the other schools, we're able to rebuild government schools with shoppas, with housing, roofing material, partnering with the Mozambican government to rebuild schools, to rebuild houses, to rebuild houses of prayer. It's amazing. Through the devastation, we see Jesus is King, Jesus is Lord, and I have never seen such beauty in the midst of tragedy. What can you do in the States to help? First thing you can do is pray. Pray for the team at Iris Global. Pray for all of us, the feet on the ground. Pray for us that we would be filled with every bit of Holy Spirit that we need, that we would be able to get these beautiful solar Bibles out to the people. Pray for release of the resources, for the food, for the shelter, for the medical care, for all the care that these people need. I mean, literally 90 some percent of the people have lost their roofs of their houses. Over 50% of the people that we're targeting in northern Mozambique, where we live, where we're from, have lost everything. Literally their houses, their school books, their food, their crops. There's also conflict in the region. There's conflict in the region. They're not able to do the farming they would normally do right now. So we need all kinds of help, logistical help, spiritual help, solar Bibles, and medical personnel, builders, people just that just have a heart to come and love on the people that have the skills needed at this time. I absolutely want to say thank you for loving on people. And now I feel emotional right now. Thank you who live so far away, just that you would have a heart to even want to hear about people on the other side of the world. Some of the most unreached people groups on the planet are now totally open to the love of God. And we as a people are empowered by love to stop for the one in need. And it is something we do together with all of you, the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful body of Christ. I want to say thank you. Bless you.
I hope you enjoyed this exclusive message. To watch the video of Heidi's answers, just go to charismanews.com. And be sure to check out more episodes on the Charisma News podcast to hear what God is doing around the world. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.